Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Muhtisab, the question here is, my work colleague is a Christian and is asking if Hazrat Maryam ever got married, as the Christians claim she married Joseph.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wonderful question from your brother, meaning in humanity, our brother, a Christian. So we, our constitution is the noble Quran. Therefore, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and before reciting the Quran, would kiss the noble Quran and then say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. Second one, that Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl died on a Friday, Ramadan, but dispatched to Jahannam. During the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, second year after the Hijrah. But you see, no Iman, no Islam, straight to Jahannam and the Hellfire. Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, who'd kiss the noble Quran and remember that he would say, Hada kalamu Rabbi. This is the direct speech of my beloved Allah Jalla Wala. You Muslim, tell your Christian brother, sister, whoever, they must read Surah Maryam, chapter number 19, and it comprises 98 verses, and there you will find your answer. Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was informed that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is going to bless her with a baby boy, she said, Anna yakunu li ghulam? How can they be a boy for me? Walam yamsasni bashar, and no strange man has touched me. Walam akubahiya, and I am not a loose lady. I'm a chaste lady. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verse number 20. So remember, O Muslim, this is our unanimous belief that Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, we say Isa. His name, Nami, Isme Grami, is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Isa means to be fair in complexion. Maryam is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran, Mary. And the chapter 19 is dedicated to this great auspicious lady. And remember, Maryam means Abida. So she never got married to Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter. We reject that with the contempt it deserves. You must remember this. And therefore, Sayyidina Maryam has two more titles. Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin. She was a virgin throughout her life. And Maryam al-Batul, she is Batul. She moved away from the toxic society. So tell him, we reject that. And which Bible today we are going to? I laughed yesterday and chuckled. One guy sent me a photo of the Pope, and they're pushing him in a wheelchair. And at the bottom he wrote there, Mufti, your words, there's no hope for the Pope. You see that? Which Bible are you talking about? They have so many different Bibles in Christianity that they have different versions, that even the virgins are confused. So not one person in the entire wide world can tell me that he is a Hafiz and one who has memorized the Bible, the Gospel, the Injil in the original language from cover to cover. No pastor, no priest, no pope. Similarly, not one Jutla, one Jutli can say and claim that they have by heart the Torah and so forth. That same Torah that was revealed to Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, Moshi, as you Jutla say. So remember that only we have the golden, the glorious Quran, and not one, two, millions of people have memorized it and committed it to memory. That is a miracle of noble Quran. Chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the ones who reveal the Quran Sharif gradually, piecemeal. And surely we are the hafiz of it. We will protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And therefore you have millions of people, male, female, adult children, who committed the entire Quran Sharif to memory. So that is our answer.
Uftisab, my wife has cash savings. Do I, as her husband, have to pay zakat on her jewelry on her behalf from my money, or does she have to pay her zakat from her own money?
In principle, she should be paying, but you should be also magnanimous and generous. In Urdu, we have a wonderful saying, Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. You should meet her today, but stay a little bit far. You know, sometimes when you get too near, then the chemistry comes into action. So stay a little bit far and tell her, honey, don't worry about your zakat. I will pay your money, oh my honey. You see that? So let me calculate. So he worked out 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever. And then before paying it, you must inform her about it and so forth. Then the zakat is valid. There's no problem. And remember, similarly, with the fitrah is 35 rand now. You say, Popi, honey, darling, you're 35, 40, 50 rand. I'll pay for it, you see. So you don't worry about it. So like that, you take the initiative. But remember, if you are a little bit stingy, miserly, you're going through a hard time, then you must tell her, Popi, darling, your fitrah, I will pay 35, 40, 50 rand, but your zakat you must pay. You see that? So that is, then she must sort it out. Then she will tell you, I don't have cash. So zakat, remember, you can pay in cash or you can pay in kind. You give out one ring, you give out your clothing, you give out your shoes, you give out your ornaments and 101 things you ladies possess. So remember, you give that out to the poor Muslims and your zakat will be valid and discharged.
When I finished brushing my teeth, the time was 2 minutes after the cutoff time. What does the status of my fast is?
Remember, if you take, I'm not sure today what Junaid Mota decided and what time is Azan and so forth. I'm just giving you at random, right? I don't check every day Durban time and all that. That Junaid Mota is in charge, Moana Salim Kareem, they're doing a fantastic job. Allah Jalla Allah reward our Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota and Moana Salim Kareem and Appa. I'll just take, you understand, example. It will be 1-2 minutes this way, that way, whatever. Let's say on the Jamiat KwaZulu-Natal timetable, it's showing that today Sehri ends at 4:30. And then they will have there that Fajr time starts 4:35. So it should be around there, I think. So that 4:30 Sehri time ends at 4:35. So is Fajr Azan time. I see Junaid Mota is giving me thumbs up there. So now if you went over 1-2 minutes, you went to 4:31, 4:32, 4:33. So then that's still not Fajr time, technically speaking, in Durban. So you must remember then your fast is valid. But if you went to 4:36, 4:37, 4:38, then your fast is broken before you even started. You took the toothpaste, toothbrush and everything and some toothpaste went down your throat and all that. So then your fast is broken. If you use the toothpaste, toothbrush and nothing went down, your fast is valid but is makruh and undesirable and repugnant to do so. Why? Because he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِصَائِمِ أَتْيَبُ إِنَّ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. That so-called odor that emanates from the fasting person's mouth is more beloved to Almighty Allah than the fragrance of musk. Not the Ceylon musk, Arami, the musk we speak of this world. You know how expensive it is? So you must remember that. So therefore, we brush our teeth twice a day, thrice a day. How? After Sehri, during Sehri time, we brush our teeth. Before the Suhoor and Sehri. After Iftar, we brush our teeth. Before you sleep, you understand, you brush your teeth. So like that, twice, thrice a day, night time, you do so. But during the day, no toothpaste. Just use miswak, miswak all the time. And Allah Jalla Wala will reward you fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after.
We have been told a family member is zakatable, he doesn't have a stable job and is in debt for a while now, cannot afford to pay child school fees. Is it permissible to discharge zakat to him so he can pay towards the school fees.
Remember, it's not that every person gives us a sad story, we just accept it. You know, today people, especially in the Ramadan, that they play on the sympathy of people and they want, they must just collect, you know. They know lam se le, they don't know dal se de. They just know how to collect, they don't know how to spend it. So when you say your cousin, your brother, whoever, so you must investigate also a little bit. What really is the situation and where has he got debts? Is it halal debts? Is he running up debts where they were the gambling casinos? Is he running up debts there with the escort agency? Is he running up debts there, you understand, with the horses in Gravel and wherever? So like that, you have to investigate a little bit, you know. So if you feel, and now you are convinced that this mota don't have job, really struggling to put food on the table, can't even pay his rental properly, water lights, and the children schooling madrasa, then you give him, remember, zakat. But if you go there to his house, you see there's cell phones there, there's TV there, there's videos there, he got subscription for Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and he got all these things, then you can't give him zakat. So you see, so you need to be circumspect in this regard, not just fall for everybody's story. I was telling yesterday to somebody, you know, I said that, you know, the amount of non-Muslims, the amount of non-Muslims that have learned two words now in Ramadan. Now they see guys like us. They can make out now they say a Muslim, fundis, you know, like a Muslim scholar. And so we don't even speak to them a word. They'll make salam. And they got a special style to make salam. Either they will pull it and say salam. Or they'll say salam alaikum. You'll say sharpshoot, like, you know. And when you give them the money, then they say, Jazakallah, Jazakallah. Sometimes they even say, Jazakallah, Allah must punish you. You see, Jazakallah, Allah forbid. So you must that. So we can't just now rely on people like that, especially for zakat. We must do our own investigation as well.
Isab, is it permissible to get a blood test done whilst fasting?
Yes, totally permissible. You must remember that. To do hijama is cupping. So now you donate blood, you give blood, you take out blood, all that. So then, according to the hadith, then initially the law was after al hajim wal mahjum, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustadi Ahmad, Mi'a Bulugh al Maram, the person who does the cupping and upon whom it is done, both of them, their fast is broken. But as it evolved, then afterwards, Nabi alayhi salatu salam was in ihram, was sa'im, was fasting, and then the master alayhi salatu salam had cupping done. Therefore, the Shafi'is and the Malikis and the Hanafis, they say if you give blood, donate blood, do cupping, all that, your fast is valid. The only one who will say if you do cupping and that your fast is broken is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. All of you students, all you ulama, if you're really interested in Islamic fiqh, then you must get and procure these two books. Allama ibn Kathir wrote Al-Masa'il Allati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi. Those Masa'il where Ibn Kathir is a student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, remember that. And they buried in the same graveyard, Maqabiru Sufiya in Damascus. So he, Ibn Kathir, has written this book, those Masail, where Imam Shafi is one side, and his brothers, the three other scholars, on one side, you see. And there's a masterpiece. And then there's a wonderful book for the Hanbali fiqh, Al-Fathu Rabbani, Ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. So I have both with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So there you will find these type of masail. Only Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal will say it's not permissible and your fast breaks, but majority scholars, they say it is permissible.
Mufti Sahib, did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid the Christians and Jews to enter the Haramain?
100%. Munjo pe jo arman wo. I spoke to you in Memon. Now, my father passed away in Ramadan, right? So he kept fast the first day, and then halfway, that second night, Isha Azan was going and he passed away in my hands. So in my arms. So anyway, So then daytime, he told me, Manji tabiat sari nahi. Then he told me a few things, you see. So now we say, Manjo pejo armanwo. But who are our father? Who's our mother? They're just normal people. They're not somebody special or something. I mean, let us be honest about that. But we attach so much importance. That was the farewell advice my beloved father gave me, my beloved mother gave me. In Memon, we got the special word, Manjo pejo armanwo, you see. Now, yeah, we're speaking about the wasiya, al-akhira of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go open Bukhari Sharif, go open Muslim Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad, go open Mishkat Sharif, and you will find all these words. The final, final advices the Master alayhi salam gave this ummah. As-salah, as-salah, O Ummah, guard your salat. Never miss a salat. Safaran wa hadara, whether you're in a plane, whether you're in a train, whether you are at home, or whether you're traveling. Today people say they go for Umrah, and then they miss salat. Umrah most to most is sunnah, but you miss your zohar, your asr, your maghrib. So that type of Umrah, Allah's curse is upon you. What Umrah are you talking about? You see that? Second one, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and over whom you have authority. We have authority over our wives, our children, our students, our staff, our employees. So fulfill their rights. You see, it's Ramadan now. So now you got non-Muslims working for you, Tom, Dick and Mary. So give them a little bit bonus. Muslim you give. But even the non-Muslim you give and say that, you know, this is very big month of ours, so now we're giving you something beside your wages, because I'm so happy that Allah has blessed us with another month of Ramadan and so forth. So we fulfill the rights of our subordinates, people over whom we have authority. Then people used to object on Usama bin Zaid, Zaid bin Haritha. He was like the adopted son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed chapter 33, verse number 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim, call them, these adopted children, by their biological father's name. He was called Zaid bin Muhammad. Allah said, not permissible. Ud'uhum li'abaihim, call them by the biological father's name. Who are aqsatu indallah, that is justice by Almighty Allah. Look at Zaid. Subhanallah. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Zaid, come here. And now I can't call you Zaid bin Muhammad after the Master alayhi salam sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. Allah revealed this verse. Your name is Zaid bin Haritha. Call your father. Father came. Oh father, this is your son. You take him with. Zaid say, I don't go. I don't go. I stay with you. Ya Rasulullah. Never mind. I'm Zaid bin Haritha. Allah loved him so much. The only Sahabi whose name Nami Ismigrami is mentioned in the Noble Quran. Falamma qada Zaidun. He married Sayyida Zainab binti Jash. And he was a poor person. Zainab binti Jash was a paragon of beauty, very wealthy and so forth. But both of them said, if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we must get married, we'll get married. And lo and behold, the marriage ended in talaq. But then Master alayhi salam said, we must get married. But they did it. Lillahi wa rasulahi wa li rasulihi. To please Allah jalla wala. To please Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iddat finish. Allah elevates her rank, Zainab binti Jash. Zawajnakaha. O you Zainab, radiallahu anha. Always remember it, Zainab binti Jash. The other wife is Zainab binti Khuzayma. This is Zainab binti Jash. Very, very beautiful. And remember, she and Hazrat Aisha used to have competition. So Allah Jalla Wala said, Zainab, you made such sacrifice. We perform your nikah in this world. I, Allah, perform your nikah to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam after your talaq and after your iddat expired. Zawajnakaha, chapter 33, verse number 37. O Zaid, you made so much sacrifice that you didn't go with your father. You stayed with the Master alayhi salam. Your connection to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cut off. but Allah loves you so much. You married Sayyida Zainab, and I told you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Jalla Wala says, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ, the only person, Sahabi, whose Nami Ismi Grami mentioned in the Quran, chapter 33, verse 37, the Kafir Shia, who says that this Quran is muharraf and interpolated, and they hate 90% of Sahaba, he also has to read Falamma Qadha Zaidun. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now in his Marazul Wafat, fatal illness, said, Nafidu Jaysha Usama. Zaid was very fair in complexion. Usama was dark in complexion. People are making funny remarks. Allah Jalla Wala wants to elevate his rank. He's less than 20 years old. Usama, the son of Zaid, Hibbu ibn Hibbi Rasulillah, thought a beloved to Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sheikh Alawi Al-Maliki wrote an excellent book which I have, he gave me, Hibbu ibn Hibbi Rasulillah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you must go out, the last Jamaat, the last army, and go there towards Palestine. And then the Master Alayhi Salam said, Akhrijul Yahud wan Nasara min jaziratil Arab, expel the Jews and Christians, and obviously the Mushrikeen and all that will be also included. Dalalatun nas bi taraqatil, this is all technical jargon. So all these people must be out. This is our cradle, this is our foundation. This MBS, this MBZ, and all these Murtad Haramis bringing in more Jews, bringing in more Christians, bringing on more Mushriks. Therefore, we say loudly and boldly, they're not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They are traitors to Islam, all these Arab leaders, and they're supporting Israel. They don't support Hamas because they hate Islam and they hate Muslims and they hate the Mujahideen, majority of them. And they know that, and they're recording me now as I speak. So Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, expel them. And today in your Masjid Nabawi, the non-Muslims walk in and out as though it's their grandfather's house. You see that? Therefore, you find there in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, big Hindu temples, and these haramis gave them to make iftar there by the temple. Fakka kafir murtad they are, you must remember that. So therefore, you can do what you want to. Me, I boycott them. I don't travel with Emirates. I don't visit Dubai, nothing. I'm fed up with them. So why must we have go with them? Lakum dinukum waliyadin. On said, naqsmat yalata dunni. We fed up with you.
Mufti Sahab, my tooth filling came out yesterday during iftar. Now I'm in agonizing pain when I bite food. Can I go to the dentist to get a new filling without invalidating my past?
That it depends on your dentist. Is a real doctor or is somebody else, you know? Sometimes some doctors are quacks also. I don't say all now. So now if you go to a quack, then something will go down, then your fast will break. But if you go to a very good doctor and dentist and so forth, then he will put your filling and all that, and inshallah, nothing will go down. I went to the barber yesterday. So Bilal Panoli, he comes from Panoli. You know this India people, they keep their shop's name with the gam. So I told him, Bilal bhai, hamare mooch nikalo aur sab baal bhi nikalo, you understand? So then, just shave all my hair out and remove the mustache. So then I was sitting there and I fell fast asleep. He told me, Mufti sahab, I'm good about zabardast neend aa gayi, you see? So sometime you go and place the doctor and you fall fast asleep also, you won't even know what's happening. So you must ask him, Doc, anything went down or what? You must remember that. So you must be awake and find out properly what's happening. So it just depends. If something goes down, fast is broken. Nothing goes down, then the fast is valid.
Okay, sir, if a woman has AIDS, can she donate all her jewelry for sadaqa jariya while she's still living?
Remember that is haram, my sister. You are a lady of substance, right? So now you have jewelry, you have Kruger coins, you have money, and now you say, no, I want to give everything out in the path of Almighty Allah. Give this poor people, give this madrasa, give this masjid, give this gam day in India, Palanpur, Saharanpur, Kolbatpur, Dabelpur, and all that poor, you see, is haram for you. Why is haram for you? Quran says so is haram. So see, I read for you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions the shades of the A's. Where Allah mentions it, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verses 11 to 14. Go read it, but it's very confusing. And your fuses will get blown if you don't have a teacher to explain to you. Then, after the shades of the A's are mentioned, Allah Jalla Wala mentions, غَيْرَ مُدَار. You must not be causing harm to your A's. You see that? Now you, my Kala, my Masi, my auntie, you're causing harm deliberately. The mane pasannati. You don't like your sisters. You don't like your brothers. Allah alone knows you married, you got children. Or maybe you and your husband, lot of damal, and you are now, you understand, sour marriage. Or he divorced you. So you told a whole lot of them. I had a case like this. I won't mention the place. Multi-billionaire. So he doesn't have children. You understood? So I told him, this is how it works. Your wife will get 25%. The remainder will go to your siblings. He said, I give them nothing. I said, Baji, don't come raise your voice by me. I'm telling you what Sharia says. You do, don't you? It is your business. But this is what Quran says. If you deprive your heirs, you go straight to Jahannam. And you will stay in Jahannam for very, very long time. Surah 4, verse number 14. So don't come and tell me your stories here that, no, I won't give them. You ask me the masla, I'm giving you from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Quran says, غَيْرَ مُدَار. You can't be causing harm deliberately to your heirs, and that is haram. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah, various compilations. مَنْ قَتَعَ مِيرَاثَ وَارِثِهِ قَتَعَ اللَّهُ مِيرَاثَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever deprived the heir of their respective share, Allah will deprive you of your share on the day of Qiyamah, that you won't get nothing in Jannah. You go straight to Jahannam. That Quran says that such people, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Kala Masi, you want to give out? Give out a little bit now, yeah, there, all that. And when you pass away, then there's enough for your burial, funeral. Your debts all must be paid now. And you want to make wasiya, then you make wasiya for one third. Handu devanu to haram che. You can't give everything. So you have to leave for your husband, if you got husband. No husband, he died or divorced, his history. You carry on with the geography. So now your children, I don't know if you got or not, it doesn't seem like. So your brothers, sisters, they must get, whether they in, whether they rich or they poor, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them. And your brothers, sisters will inherit the ratio 2 to 1. So you must remember what you saying, that everything they want to, that is haram, totally haram, not permissible. Maximum you give is 1/3. So we need to be clear on these issues. It's very, very clear in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Last question, Mohan.
Mufti Sahab, can a son-in-law give his zakat to his mother-in-law that is poor and she is zakatable?
So if you, son-in-law, want to give your mother-in-law, fine, she is poor. What about her sons? What about her daughters? Why they don't support her? So now you are a guy of substance. They don't want to support her. They say, man, apre paye the jamai chair. The jamai, the son-in-law, is a top guy. He will just give mother-in-law zakat. You see, that's a loophole our people use. If they, the sons, are also poor, daughters are also poor, and then you, the son-in-law, give, that we can still justify. But if they are rich and the mother is poor, and then they tell you, the son-in-law, give the mother-in-law, that's wrong then. The duty is on them. They must look after their mother, not you, the son-in-law. So in a case like that, if you want to help her, then give her lillah. I will not advise you to give zakat, because we're looking for hilas and loopholes and skullduggery. And a nation who did that, Allah transformed them into monkeys and swines. Chapter 5, verse 60. Chapter 7, verse 166. I'll see you 11:30, inshallah. From Trichat, where my sister, make dua for her, my niece and Moana Ismail Osman place. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.